Hi, I'm Avery.
And I'm Asante.
And this is Millennial Moms. So introduce yourself, sis.
Okay, I'm Asante Asia. And I am a mom of a boy. His name is Caden. And he is currently 2 months. How about you, sis?
So I am a mom of one, and I am 22. And my baby girl's name is Harlow, and she is a year and a half. And today we are going to talk about all things pregnancy. So I'm just going to nosedive right in and start from the beginning. When did you find out you were pregnant with Caden?
Oh, I found out I was pregnant with Caden in June of 2020.
So how far along was that? Like, how far into your pregnancy were you at that point?
Oh, I found out immediately. It was actually the day of my missed period that I found out I was pregnant with
Caden. Yo, that was me too. That was me too.
Yes, it was definitely the day of my missed period. My period actually comes around the same time every time it comes. So, like, normally it'll come like around 12, so noonish it'll come around, or like 11-ish, I'll start getting crampy and I'll be like, oh, yep, it's coming. And I'll go to the bathroom and I'll be spotting or something. So this day I was like looking for the symptoms or whatever. And I'm like, okay. Cause like I have the period tracker app, and I'm like, okay, it's supposed to come today, but 11 came, not crampy, nothing's happening. 12 came, I'm going to the bathroom, no spying or nothing. And I'm like, okay. And this day I had to work too. I think I had to be to work at like 3, but like I said, I'm still looking out for it, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, all right, I gotta be prepared for it. But girl, it did not come. It really didn't come.
Nah, so. Not I. Like, your period sounds like it was super accurate, like super on point. Mm-hmm. Mine, on the other hand, was never like that. Like, I always had somewhat irregular periods. Like, but I remember the exact day I was supposed to get it. It was December 10th.
Oh, wow.
But my period, like I said, like, it was never accurate. Like, it would give or take a few days.
Right, right.
And I just knew. Like, the 10th came, and I'm like, I'm pregnant. Like, I remember looking in the mirror at my stomach. And, you know, when you're mad early, you don't show. But I was just like,
right, I'm right. Pregnant. Wow.
Yeah, so I went to the, did you take a test after you found out?
Yeah, I took a test. I had to go to the Dollar Tree and get a test.
Yo, them Dollar Tree. Dollar Tree test. I feel like mad girls can relate. Like,
for sure, definitely. A lot of females tell me, oh yeah, that's the Dollar Tree test told me that I was pregnant.
Right.
And I feel like those tests are like overlooked because they're like, oh, it's a dollar test. It can't be that accurate. You know what I'm saying? But no, them things be accurate.
See, I feel like you can only think like that when it's a negative. Like, yeah, you know, it's a Dollar Tree. Let me get that first response or something. Like,
right, right.
Let me get the real deal one. But if it's positive and it's a Dollar Tree, girl, you pregnant. You pregnant, pregnant. Like,
you big pregnant.
Because listen, man, right? I was like, I'm pregnant. So I made Chris, for those of you who are listening, that's my hubby, my baby daddy. But I was like, I'm pregnant. He's like, no, you're not. I feel like girls always know. Cause it's
Yeah, for sure. Of course.
So I made him take me to the Dollar Tree. We get back to the house. And on the box, it says wait like 2 to 3 minutes after putting your urine on the stick. Girl, it was 30 seconds. And them lines was clear as day. I was like, oh, no. Wait a minute. And then I was like in denial. I'm like, nah. Like you said, it's a Dollar Tree one.
Right, exactly.
Oh, man. I actually grabbed two. I didn't even take the second one. I was like,
yeah, I grabbed two as well. I actually took one home because I was home. And you know, I'm home alone. So I actually took one at home first. Mind you, I was getting ready for work and everything this day. I had took one at home and it was a Dollar Tree one. I had bought two of them from there. I took one at home and I was like, oh no, that's a positive. Then my aunt is like my best friend, you know what I'm saying? So she's like the closest thing to a friend to me here. I called her. At first, she wasn't answering the phone. I started getting nervous. I'm like, oh no. So I actually ended up driving to her house. And I'm like, she wasn't there. I'm like, Bezzy, where you at? When she finally did answer, she's like, what? What's up? What's going on? I'm like, I need you to come to your house ASAP. And I ended up taking another one there. And she's like, ooh, girl, yeah, that's what that say. And I'm like, nah, it can't be. I'm like, nah, you lying.
Girl, lying.
It ain't right.
You she ever like, get to Google and, like, Google, like, is there a way that two lines could come up and it's not
and
right?
And then be a false positive. Yep. We ended up having to go to Walmart again because I'm like, nah, that gotta be a false positive. I'm like, that's not right. It gotta be wrong. We ended up going to Walmart and we ended up getting two more of the first responses. And I ended up taking both of those as well too. And girl, yep, it was for sure.
I so, was my question I was gonna ask so viewers know, but I guess it's safe to say is that you did not plan your pregnancy.
Yes, exactly. I did not
plan Neither my pregnancy. Did I.
I did not plan my pregnancy. Mm-mm, not at all.
Oh, man. All right. So should we talk about how we, you know, broke the news to our family?
Yeah, we could definitely talk about that. That's actually pretty funny. How did you break the news to your family?
Well, the first person I ever told was my sister Peyton.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I told you
mm-hmm.
and my other best friend, Tati. And then it was months before I told Christopher's family
mm-hmm.
and my family. But I told Christopher's family first.
Right.
They were a little bit more accepting because Chris was older. He's 4 okay. years older than me. So at the mm-hmm. time, he was 24 turning 25. I mm-hmm. was only 20.
Right.
So we told his mom and some of his family.
Mm-hmm.
But I ended up telling my dad first before my mom and the rest of my family.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't tell my family until I was like 6 months pregnant.
Oh wow.
I did not show until really late in my pregnancy. Uh-huh. So that worked in my favor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about you?
For me, and it's so crazy because I was pregnant during the pandemic. So for me, I had to tell my family immediately. I wanted to do the whole wait till after I'm past the first trimester to tell them. But no. That didn't work out in my favor. I had a scare. I was visiting my mom and my sisters, and my car needed a jump, and their neighbor helped me with the jump. So it wasn't until I came back home, and actually after I found out I was pregnant, that I ended up telling them because my mom called me. She's like, oh yeah, the guy that gave you a jump, they just quarantined him and he might have COVID. And I was like, oh no, that's bad. And she's like, why? You okay? I'm like, no, that's just bad. That's not good. And I actually didn't even tell her outright. I ended up telling my grandma first, and then my grandma told her. And then my mom was like, she wasn't happy about it. She was not happy about it. But, like, I ended up telling my grandma first. My grandma ended up telling my mom. And then around that time, it was also coming up on Father's Day. And I ended up telling my dad on Father's Day. He wasn't too keen about that.
I remember that. I do remember that.
I actually have a video of that too, telling my dad on Father's Day about my pregnancy. Yeah, he wasn't too keen about it either. But
I feel like that's most parents though. When you're
For sure.
You're on the younger side, because we are. We're on the younger side.
Yeah.
Kids, and mm-hmm. they just want to make sure you're okay.
Right, right. For sure.
But it's so funny how, like, they act like that in the moment, and then now, like, they're like, oh, the baby this, the baby that, my grandbaby. You're like,
yep.
You were so mad in the beginning. Exactly. And here you are, grandparent of the year. Like,
exactly. Like, that's too funny.
Now we love them, though. Well, that's what I also wanted to ask you, was how your experience was during the pandemic and being pregnant. Because let me tell you, it seems like everybody and their mom is pregnant now.
Girl.
When I was pregnant, I was by my lonesome. So
girl,
tell me how it was during the pandemic.
Honestly, for me, I'd never been pregnant before, so I don't have nothing to compare it to. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
My only pregnancy is through the pandemic. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I guess it was pretty normal, besides the fact that a lot of my appointments was virtual appointments. I did not like that part. But I guess it's as normal as it's gonna get for me. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, again, I've never been pregnant before, so I don't know. I can't compare it to anything else. You know what I'm saying? I do feel like I wanted a baby shower, because my baby shower was by mail because of the whole pandemic thing. So I do feel like I missed out on that experience. But other than that, it's as normal as it get. honestly.
Yeah, the baby shower too, especially, because that's kind of like where people are like, oh, do you got a name? Like, the family, it's like a whole, like, family gathering in a sense.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't even think about that part, the whole baby shower.
Yep.
But doctor's appointments, I kind of feel like everybody and their mom was having to do doctor's appointments online.
Yeah, I've never liked the idea of that, because I feel like, how can you diagnose me, or how can you assist me in any way through a screen, you know?
No, for real.
I never liked that idea.
Like, what if you need to take, like, my blood pressure or something?
Right, my
temperature. Do that.
Like, you're asking me to do it, and how do you know it's accurate, you know? It's weird. So, yeah, that's the only thing I didn't really like about it. Other than that, I feel like when you're pregnant, it's a blessing and a curse, because a lot of people want to be around you. But with the pandemic, it was limited, which I feel like it worked out in my favor too, though, because I don't really like too much going on at one time.
Mm-hmm,
so it did kind of work out in my favor. But yeah, it wasn't too bad, I guess. I wouldn't have had it any other way, because it was happening. It was going on, you know? So it is what it was.
Right.
But yeah. I wanted to ask you, what were your symptoms like through each trimester, and did you have any cravings and aversions?
Oh, man. Well, I didn't have, so I'll start with my cravings and aversions. So cravings,
mm-hmm.
I didn't really have any.
Mm-hmm.
Up until the very end, I had a sweet tooth. Like, ooh. I was a sweets fanatic,
uh-huh.
if you will. I wanted ice cream. I would literally drive. Where I live,
uh-huh.
there's the snack shack.
Uh-huh.
And I would drive there every day to that ice cream place and get me an Oreo sundae. And now, like, I have a permanent sweet tooth, I feel like.
Really?
Aversions? Man, I did not like the smell of, like, fried food. Like, ooh. Fried chicken, bacon.
Uh-huh.
It grossed me out. I don't know if it was, like, the grease.
Right, right.
Or just the foods in general, but it grossed me out.
Ooh.
Really, really bad. But my trimesters,
mm-hmm.
my first trimester was, oh my goodness, it was so bad. It was so bad. My what? First, so I remember when I first got pregnant, I was like, wow, like,
mm-hmm.
no morning sickness for me.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, I sabotaged myself by saying that, because a week after that, I was waking up and just throwing up every day, like throwing my brains up.
Wow, spoke too soon?
Yes.
And I'm tight because they call it morning sickness, uh-huh. but it lasts all day, at least for me.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, okay, like, it's noon. I'm going to stop throwing up now. No, I brush my teeth, I throw up. I would drink some water, I throw up. Like, second trimester, fine. Skin glowing, hair flowing in the wind. All feels great. And then my last trimester wasn't bad at mm-hmm. all. I just got swollen feet, but that's a given.
Right, right. But
that first trimester, no. No, ma'am.
Was not your friend.
I lost so much weight. Like, people are like, you look so good for having a baby. That's because I threw up everything. That's why.
Goodness.
But how was yours? Did you have craving and aversions?
For me, it was weird. Because I was like, I did have like nausea, but thank God I did not experience like the whole throwing up thing, because I hate throwing up with a passion. So for me, it was weird. I just had, I think I had more aversions than anything. Like, the things that I used to like, or the things that I ate all the time, like, I didn't want anymore. Like, I love rice, and I didn't want rice in my pregnancy. At least in the beginning, I didn't want rice. But I also love eggs. I could not stand eggs. I love chocolate. I could not eat chocolate. I had chocolate in my fridge for the whole pregnancy. And I couldn't eat it. But I didn't really have too many cravings. I think the most I craved was grilled cheese with syrup. But I didn't have like no outrageous cravings.
I'm lying. Not to cut you off.
Uh-huh.
That was your only like craving?
I'm sure I had others. I can't remember them right now though, but I'm sure I had plenty others.
Okay. Yo, my craving that I had, I never did it.
Uh-huh.
But my craving was eating soap.
Really?
Girl,
you wanted to eat soap?
Yes. And so I looked it up, and it's uh-huh. called, like, I might be butchering the pronunciation, but like pica.
Uh-huh.
It's an iron deficiency, which uh-huh. is common in pregnant women. And I looked it up, and it was common for women to crave soap, baking soda, dirt, chalk, like all of these weird substances.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, I definitely have an iron deficiency, and I did when I went to my next prenatal visit.
Oh, wow.
But I used to take like 3 showers a day just so I could be around soap.
Wow. So is it like that you just... Is it the smell that make you want to taste it?
Girl, I don't know, but I wanted to take a huge bite of soap so bad.
Wow.
But I was like, I will hurt Harlow, and I don't want to do that.
Right,
so I
right.
wanted to eat soap so bad, but I didn't.
Wow.
But what about your trimesters? Like, what were they like?
My trimesters were... They weren't bad. They was pretty cool. I really didn't start showing till late neither. But I think for me, the trimester where I experienced the most was the last one, because of the simple fact that my hips was hurting like a pain out this world. Like, I had hip pain so bad, it was ridiculous. But like, throughout my first trimester, I was pretty good. I was really tired. I needed a lot mm-hmm. of sleep. Mm-hmm. I was really tired. I didn't have the energy to do anything. The second trimester, I agree with you. Skin glowing, flourishing, hair growing, you know, things like that. And yeah, third trimester, the aches and pains. Really, the aches yeah. and pains that came with pregnancy.
That's because Kaden wants to make a surprise entrance.
Yeah, and come early.
You didn't even get to experience your full
the rest
third
of it. Exactly. I'm kind of upset with him. He deprived me of that. But we're not going to go there. That's for another time. But yeah, I probably wouldn't have made it throughout the whole third trimester if he didn't come early anyway, honestly.
The way you were talking, mm-hmm. you're like, what you were describing to me sounded like a pinched nerve.
Uh-huh.
Which makes sense because he's sitting on all of that.
Yeah. He was definitely, ready to come. And he lowered himself really quickly onto my lower extremities, which I did not appreciate. Which I did not appreciate at all. But yeah, pregnancy, I loved being pregnant, honestly. I would do it all over again if I had it, you know, to do. But I loved being pregnant. I didn't throw up or nothing like that. I didn't gain 1,000 pounds or anything, you know what I'm saying? I actually think I gained all of 10 pounds.
Yep.
But yeah, I loved being pregnant. Mm-hmm. I loved it. My little baby bump. People like, oh, how far along are you? I love the attention.
And you're like, yes, exactly. And you're like royalty.
For sure, for sure. Everybody want to feed you. Like, you want to feed me? Yes, I want to eat. So,
they hold the door for you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Polite, kind. Like, people are most kind to pregnant people. I love it. For sure.
Well, that was our first episode, guys.
Yes, yes. Let us know what you guys think about it. Let us know if there's anything you want us to talk about more, if there's any questions that you have. And don't forget to tune in next Monday at 5 p.m.
Yes, ma'am. And we'll be sure in the description and on our IG to mention where our podcast will be hosted on. As of right now, it's definitely on Spotify, and there are various other outlets that you can listen to us on.
Yes.
So we definitely will see you guys next Monday at 5 p.m. Hey, it's Avery here. Thank you for tuning in to our first official podcast. It truly means a lot. Next week, we will be talking about the pros and cons, the ups and downs of becoming a young mom. Once a month, we will be having a guest speaker join us in conversation. Be sure to follow our podcast channel on Spotify so you don't miss out. You can find us on other platforms such as Google Podcast, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and the Anchor FM app. You can click both of our link trees in the description to be sure you don't miss a thing. Until next time. Thank you.